Here's your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. I'm Rich Hurl. Ford Motor Company reporting a $13.6 billion profit in the fourth quarter of 2011, despite some challenges in Asia and Europe. Michelle Krebs from Edmunds.com.
Europe is a concern for everyone. We'll see that in General Motors earnings coming up, too. And I think the big concern is how contagious will the European situation be.
Auto analysts in Michigan expecting the industry to create around 15,000 jobs this year. But Brent Snape from the Detroit Free Press today on WILS says there are concerns that many applicants are lacking the required technical skills.
Colleges are doing their best to produce engineers. There's a lot of programs out there and have been for a long time, but at the moment, there's a shortage.
He says it's a scam. A Lansing school board member calling out his counterparts over the search for an interim superintendent, saying that the board is playing favorites. Charles Ford tells WILS's Tony Conley that he believes his colleagues are biased toward a former district employee.
This person has had no job within the district of Lansing, higher than maybe a vice principal, maybe a principal position at a specialty school. She hasn't worked for the district for 12 years. She has some gaps in her resume.
Today marks the fourth day in the Charles Lewis Jr. murder trial. The teenager from Lansing was 13 years old when 19-year-old Shayla Johnson was shot to death in July of 2010. Six other men accused of taking part in that murder. With President Obama departing Michigan following his speech at the U of M this morning, a lawmaker from Ann Arbor getting a chance to meet with the commander-in-chief during his stay, Senator Rebecca Warren.
It's a big thank you to him for not leaving Michigan to suffer where I think other members of Congress and others who are running for president were willing to turn their back on Michigan, and this president hasn't. You know, keep those checks coming, Mr. President. Michigan still needs the revenue.
A Michigan U.S. Senate candidate criticizing the U.S. Department of Education, saying it has taken power away from local school boards while test scores have gone down. Gary Glenn spoke with WILS's Michael Cohen.
We have to send money to Washington so that bureaucrats who've never set foot in Michigan can dictate to local school boards and parents and principals how to educate our children. That responsibility ought to be returned to the state of Michigan, and the federal Department of Education should be shut down.
State Republican lawmakers opposed to Governor Snyder's plan for motorists to pay more in vehicle registration fees to raise money for road improvements. As for the Democrats, East Lansing Senator Gretchen Whitmer tells WILS's Tim Skubick.
I'm not signing off on anything until I get all the facts.
You are not going to lead the charge on this.
No, I'm not going to.
The MEA calling on Governor Snyder to do his homework on education this year while giving him an F for his first year in office. President Stephen Cook says it's time for lawmakers to stop paying lip service to the idea of making education a priority.
The data and the research were ignored, and every bill, policy, and program were dictated by politics.
MSU season ticket holders now paying more to go to football games. The school upping its prices in a move that could raise $1.5 to $3.5 million a year, the athletic department wanting to remain competitive on the national stage. And MSU basketball coach Tom Izzo on WILS today, 2 days after getting his 400th career win. Izzo says still a long way to go this season.
We've had a hell of a year, but we've accomplished nothing yet. We've got to settle up here for the stretch run, which is the last half of the Big Ten season.
Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. With your Lansing News update on 1320WILS.com, I'm Rich Hurl.